here at World Dairy Expo. With me is Paula Meebon, and she is Dairy Management Incorporated board member and with the Dairy Promotion and Research Board, and a dairy producer from Pennsylvania. Now, of course, Paula, you know, we've had a lot of talk about the bad economic situation for the dairy industry, but the Dairy Promotion and Research Board is doing a lot to have new products out there to get innovation, especially in the food service area. Tell me about some of those.
Absolutely. As a dairy farmer, I'm really proud of what our Dairy Checkoff is doing. Right now, we're partnering with McDonald's with the McCafe drinks. Those are 80% a milk-based coffee beverage. So not only is it good tasting, but it's also good for you with all the dairy that's in it. Another product they've come out with is the Angus Burger. One-third beef, two slices of cheese. This is the first time not only are they using American slices, but Swiss and mushroom. They are great. If you hadn't tried one, you've got to have one. And, you know, McDonald's was the first one that started out with the round resealable containers. Since then, there's 70,000 quick serve restaurants. And by putting two slices of cheese on their burger, by coming out with milk-based drinks, we're hoping that this will be a catalytic effect to other industries. We're also partnering with Domino's Pizza with their new American Legend pizzas. Six new pizzas, 40% more cheese on these six pizzas. One of the reasons a checkoff is working with Domino's is they're not taking cheese off of their other items. So this is added, 40% added cheese on six new cheese pizzas. By adding 1 ounce of cheese to a pizza equals 2.5 billion pounds of milk equivalent used in a year. So that's a lot of milk used. That's a lot of cheese. And when you've got a good product, you know, dairy farmers should be proud that their checkoff is putting their money into promotions that sell more dairy products.
Well, and especially when we look at the economic situation the way it is right now, it's really, you wonder where it would be if it were not for the Dairy Checkoff.
Absolutely, because who would be promoting our product? We have a nutrient-rich product, dairy farmers do, and our checkoff is showing that, you know what, we have a great product. So we're working with partners that are easy to work with, and you know what, it's good for the partner, it's good for the dairy farmers, you know, it's good for the consumer. So it's a win-win for everyone all the way around.
And it's been a real success story, the Dairy Checkoff, and you have a lot of support from dairy producers for the National Checkoff, don't you?
Absolutely. Where would we be? Who would be out there promoting my product if it wasn't for a dairy farmer themselves through the checkoff?
It's a real investment for the producers. Tell me about the National Dairy Council.
The National Dairy Council is working with the NFL. I don't know if you're aware of that program. The National Football League with the Children's Child Nutrition and Fitness Initiative. Fuel Up to Play 60 is that partnerships with both of those two. I had the honor of going to the September 17th meeting with USDA as the farmer representative and be able to tell Secretary Vilsack, this is a great promotion for children. You know, four food groups to encourage, your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, and your low-fat, no-fat dairy, and exercise. The star power of the NFL, 60 minutes a day. This empowers kids to make their own positive choices. If you told a kid, well, you know what, you need to go out and exercise for 60 minutes a day, they're not going to do it. The kickoff of this program starts October, and it's different in every school. They may have a gym club. They may have competitions doing different things. So it pulls all the kids in, the principals, the nurses, the school food services. So this is just great. You know, we're fighting against obesity with nutrient-rich foods, with exercise. And that's what the secretary said. One of Michelle Obama's platforms is the fight against obesity. And that's why USDA is on board with us to help fight obesity. And dairy is part of the solution, not the problem to childhood obesity.
When it comes to dairy fitting into a good, healthy diet, we increased that a little bit in the last food pyramid, didn't we?
We did. We went from two servings to three or more a day. But that was through the Dairy Checkoff and the research that we have done with our promotion dollars to prove that we do need more than two servings of dairy a day for stronger bones, to fight against childhood diabetes. You need dairy. You need nutrition. 90% of girls, 70% of boys are lacking calcium and potassium. Those are two of the 9 essential nutrients in dairy. This is just a win-win for kids. They really need to consume their dairy. And if you give them dairy in round resealable containers that are cold and flavors they like, it's proven they will drink more and consume more dairy.
And low fat, no fat, as you stress for the dairy products, even though it cuts down on the fat content, you still have all the health benefits.
All the nutrients are still there. It's just the fat that's gone. Another thing we're working with partners is having a smart sliced pizza built for the kids. Kids love pizza. Giving them a product that they like. This smart sliced pizza is 100 calories less per slice. Whole grain crusts, twice the amount of cheese, low-fat cheese. You know, the sodium level is down in the sauce and in the pepperoni. It's a win-win in the school nutrient package for the kids. The kids like it. And if they consume more, they're lifelong dairy consumers, whether it be cheese, whether it be milk. When you start with children, they become healthy adults, and they teach their children, in turn, what great nutrition and exercise is all about.
Well, and even a decade ago, except for skim milk, you didn't have too many low-fat, no-fat products out there. Has the Dairy Checkoff really helped to make not only get more of those products available, but have them taste better?
Absolutely. You know, we've had taste tests with kids, getting the calories down, getting the sugar down. But if kids don't like the taste of it, what good is it? So having taste tests with kids, and you know, it's been amazing. Some of them in the taste test have picked the lower sugar in the milk than they have the higher. They just like the taste, the mouthfeel, and this is through dairy's funded programs and research.
Thank you very much. That's Paula Meebon here at the World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.